Mr. Speaker.
Order.
Mr. Speaker, yet again, another great budget from Bill English. The man is a maestro, Mr. Speaker.
The Prime Minister, John Key, obviously thrilled with the eighth budget from his maestro Finance Minister, Bill English.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the appropriations 2016-17 estimates bill be now read a second time. Mr. Speaker, it's a privilege to present the eighth budget of this National-led government. We are shaping policy around a 20 to 30-year view of how we can improve the lives of New Zealanders. Budget 2016 does that by making positive long-term choices that will further strengthen our economy and our communities into the future. Mr. Speaker, I commend this budget to the House.
Just under 45 minutes from go to woe, Mr. English's budget speech was followed by a bit of procedural business before the Speaker, David Carter, called on the Leader of the Opposition to kick off the budget debate.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. Andrew Little.
Mr. Speaker, I move that all the words after that be omitted and the following substituted. This House has no confidence in a government that has lost touch after 8 years in office, is too often focused on the few at the very top, and which is forgetting about middle New Zealanders who are just trying to get ahead. Mr. Speaker, they said, you know, make sure you start your budget speech with a joke, but I've had the wind take out of my sails by Bill English. He started by saying, I'm presenting the budget today. Mr. Speaker, that wasn't a budget. That wasn't a budget for New Zealand in 2016. That was scratched out, patchwork, hodgepodge, half measures designed to look like an economic strategy. Right. And it's not.
After Andrew Little led off the budget debate for the opposition, it was back across the chamber for the Prime Minister to explain why the House should reject the opposition's amendment and continue to have confidence in his National-led minority government.
The question is that the amendment be agreed to. The Right Honourable Prime Minister.
Mr. Speaker, that was poor old Andrew Little, was it? Who's achieved only one thing in 2016, and that is make David Cunliffe look popular and confident. That is it for 2016. Speaker, they don't call him Angry Andrew for nothing, but not without good reason, because half of his caucus want to leave and the other half of the caucus want him to leave.
There he must leave the budget debate and cross the Rees line in the committee rooms.
In a submission to the Local Government and Environment Committee, Kiwi Rail lawyer Jonathan Earle said the government's proposed resource legislation amendment bill would cut Kiwi Rail out of resource management consultation if building developments were not directly adjacent to railways, and said it could lead to more level crossing accidents.
It is important to note that increased road traffic at a level crossing can occur even though the rail corridor is not immediately adjacent to the subdivision or plan activity, yet the bill in its current form would curtail Kiwi Rail's ability to influence the planning or consenting process precisely because the rail infrastructure was not adjacent. Development close to railways obviously has the potential to bring more people into close proximity with rail vehicles.
Mr. Earle explained Kiwi Rail's concerns with that aspect of the bill.
Kiwi Rail's concern is that the bill in its current form and the restrictions on Kiwi Rail's ability to be involved as an infrastructure provider that may not be on an adjacent site will lead to planning and consenting outcomes that do not adequately consider rail safety. This will ultimately result in increased rates of fatalities, serious injuries and collisions.
Jonathan Earle said level crossing accidents were already a serious problem.
On average, 4 New Zealanders die in level crossing accidents each year. Another 14 people will suffer serious injuries, and there will be 22 serious collisions between trains and motor vehicles at level crossings. And these collisions also have very serious psychological effects for our train drivers.
Mr. Earle called on the committee to recommend changes to the bill to resolve Kiwi Rail's concerns.
What Kiwi Rail is seeking is the ability to be considered an affected party for consent applications and plan changes if it has rail infrastructure located nearby. This will keep the public and our staff safe, help ensure the availability of a level crossing into the future, and managing traffic flows.
Kiwi Rail General Counsel Jonathan Earle with that submission on the Resource Legislation Amendment Bill to the Local Government and Environment Committee.
That report from Rhys Lyon, and back in the Chamber, the budget debate was adjourned for the government to take urgency to introduce two bills flowing from its budget. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from Parliament.